With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Various countries around the world have allegedly been preparing nuclear arsenals. But what exactly are nuclear weapons? And how do they work? Anushka Handa reports.
Nuclear weapons are explosive devices that rapidly release massive amounts of energy from a nuclear reaction. The reaction superheats the area around the device and produces a shockwave traveling up to 1,000 kilometers per hour, obliterating and incinerating everything that's in its path. Nuclear weapons produce a bright flash of light at the moment of destruction, zapping the surroundings with powerful bursts of gamma, X-rays, infrared and visible light. They contribute to the powerful heat release from nuclear bombs, but also lead to a number of destructive effects, which do include temporary blindness, as people seeing these blasts, even from afar, are dazzled. Transmission blackouts over hundreds of kilometers, because the air becomes opaque to radio, television, and radar signals. And electromagnetic pulses, as electrons, liberated from the surrounding air, are picked up by electrical cables. This ends up causing power surges, destruction in equipment, and also potential fires. Large modern nuclear weapons pack a punch equivalent to detonating over 1 million tons of highly explosive TNT. And this comes with a blast radius of over 6 miles. It ends up being able to eclipse most big cities, but it's not only the city that they're detonated on that feel the effects. There are thermal effects that can be felt for tens of miles around the periphery. Radioactive fallout in the aftermath affects a much wider area, potentially the entire globe. The products of nuclear reaction, some of them capable of remaining radioactive for many years, disperse into the atmosphere and are carried away by wind. They're able to settle or land as rain, hundreds and hundreds of miles away. And this means that they can contaminate the water, the soil, accumulate in plants, the wildlife, and lead to humans getting cancers and babies getting birth defects. So how do these terrifying weapons work? Well, the first generation of bombs, such as those developed during World War II, used a process called nuclear fission. Fission is where the nucleus of a heavy atom, such as uranium, splits apart to form two smaller daughter atoms in which energy is also released. The bomb worked by using an explosion to drive the critical mass of the uranium. This ended up kick-starting a chain reaction, which feeds back on itself. So it goes over and over again, accelerating each time, releasing more and more energy until it blows up. But nuclear fission bombs aren't the most destructible types of nuclear bombs. Nuclear fusion, or hydrogen bombs, can pack a much bigger punch because they're less constrained by how much material can be packed into the weapon. They work by using the power of an initial fission explosion to create the conditions required for nuclear fusion. This is where smaller atoms are forced together so hard that they fuse, releasing energy. Possibly the use of these weapons will have a much more powerful response than the nuclear fission bombs do. But who has them? At the moment, 9 countries have a nuclear capability. These include the UK, US, France, China, and Russia. The Russians have the largest arsenal, with just over 6,000 warheads. These can be strapped to long-range missiles capable of carrying them across continents. However, firing just a fraction of the weapons stockpiled would certainly wipe out humanity. So, with mutual self-destruction nearly assured, their use would be a serious shot in the foot, and everyone knows it.